Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
Welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm going to be your host today, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia.
I'm back.
He's back. Back in action. This episode for today goes back to a conversation, it touches on a conversation that Tim and Zach had a week or two ago when I was out. And we're going to kind of revisit that conversation. The topic of the day is going to be around hiring. In our industry, it can be very difficult to source great coaches. And Zach's got some insight into kind of how to hire great coaches. But one of the things that we want to kind of set the foundation with for the conversation is a topic that we actually learned from Mike Michalowicz. And it's part of our kind of our fundamental beliefs about keeping you as the owner out of fulfillment as long as possible, as much as possible. We'll get into some of how we structure that within the business. But ultimately, as the owner of the business, we want you to believe that we believe that your job is job fulfillment. Excuse me, job creation, not fulfillment. So as the owner of the business, one of the least valuable places, ironically, that you could be spending your time in the businesses on the training floor. How do you protect yourself from that? We'll get into why we have that belief. We'll kind of touch on a little bit. But before we dive into those specifically, why don't you kind of take us through what you want to get to today as a byproduct of the conversation you and Tim started?
Yeah. So, I mean, a few episodes ago, Tim and I were talking about, hiring process and onboarding process and all of that. And it's one of those things where it's like you get done and you're thinking about the episode and you're like, oh, I should have said this. And so wanted to kind of circle back to that because there are a couple of, it's really a vicious cycle. So there's a couple of things that happen that cause you to get into this cycle of hiring and either having to fire or losing a coach. And I know firsthand from experience, I've had this happen numerous times, this conversation numerous times, when a coach asks you, hey, can we talk? Or I need to talk to you. Yeah. It's like, you know, immediately, right? The listeners are going to know that they're sitting in the seat. Everything's going great. You've got this good momentum. You've freed up your time. You're driving the business forward. And then, you know, coach says, hey, I need to talk to you. And they come in and it's like, you have this out of body experience. You know, you really do, because you're hearing the words come out of the coach's mouth. But at the same time, you're just, it's through this lens or this filter in your mind going, here we go again, yeah. Right? Like, I'm going to have to be on the training floor. I'm going to have to show up here at 4:45 in the morning. And then I'm going to have to train for 6 hours. And then I'm going to have to do all the other things that are required of me. And I'm not going to see my family for the next 3-4 months till I get, you know, another coach hired in here. All of these things are running through your head, and then you're thinking, well, okay, how's this going to impact the clients? How do I, you know, step up and communicate this and prevent the clients? How long do I have to keep this coach and make the transition? I got to get a job posting. There's just all of these things that start going through your head immediately. And it's really a bad position to put yourself in.
Sure.
So as a director, I have all of those things going through my mind anytime I have this conversation with somebody. The fortunate thing is, I guess the first point of this that we need to make is I'm the stopgap.
There you go. Yep.
Right. So for Tim, imagine Tim he didn't have a director, somebody that was in this seat as an owner, constantly being pulled into that, you know, back into the, that position on the training floor, that would be a
detriment.
It'd be a disaster. It's a disaster for your business, because even if you are the type of person's like, hey, I have my blood, sweat, and tears and second mortgage into this business, and I just have to step up and get the job done, you're still never going to operate at the level that you would when you can just solely focus on driving the business forward.
Absolutely.
And so that's gonna hurt your business, right? And at the exact same time, there's gonna be this genuine factor where, you know, you can try to fake it till you make it, but at the same time, like, there's only so much that you can do to communicate to the clients like, hey, I'm happy to be here, when you're really not, and you're just desperate to get off the training floor. Sure. Right. So there's going to be some of that, you know, obviously. But then I want to talk about the impact that has on your hiring process. Okay. Yep. So, mm-hmm. So one thing is, like, one takeaway here is, you need the stopgap, right? Yeah. Like, I'm the stopgap. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, there've been occasions where I have to get sucked back on the training floor, and I don't like that, because I've got, you know, my position as a director is focused on driving the business forward, not so much as, you know, working in the business, right? Mm-hmm. I try to manage kind of from the top down and drive the business forward, because Tim has other things that he's doing at the same time. So I think my role, I take on a little bit more than most directors would, where they're just running the facility. Mm-hmm. You know, and then we've got semi-private pro, which I pretty much, you know, I'm the president of, and take the sole responsibility of that and operations and all that. So there's other responsibilities I have. So, you know, I can empathize and understand a gym owner's position when they do have those conversations and they do get sucked.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine the training floor. Yeah. 8 hours a day to anybody, adding 8 hours of training to anybody's daily schedule. Like, things are going to get pushed off. Right?
Of course.
Things are not everything every
they're
day.
They're going to get missed. Yeah. You're going to drop the ball like you're human. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So that's one kind of, you know, thing to keep in mind. The other component of it is that, you know, if you don't have systems in place, and this Tim and I really talked about this in our previous podcast, if you don't have systems in place to one, create your training from the top down, control the training where you're doing the programming, it's the gym programming, and you're not relying on your coaches to program individually mm-hmm. for clients. If you don't have that, and you don't have a delivery system in place where it's easily replicated across all of your coaches, and where you can bring somebody on with basically zero experience and teach them the system and have them deliver the training, then you are sucked out on the training floor. Think about what that does. And this was the thing that I was like, man, I wish I would have talked about this on the previous episode. Think about what that does immediately to your candidate pool. So if I have a coach that's been with me for a year, 2 years, and that person leaves, mm-hmm. now all of a sudden, and I don't have a system in place, now all of a sudden I am shrinking my candidate pool, because I have to find somebody with enough experience that it's not going to negatively impact my clients when I replace that coach
there
when
they
leave. Yeah. So the transition, and we know coach attrition, when we lose a coach, it leads to cancellations with our members, right? Not we can forget about, we don't even need to talk about the fact that maybe that coach is taking those clients with them if you don't have a system in place. But let's say they're not taking them with them, just the experience alone,
the experience alone,
it's like, well, if I have a coach that's been with me for a year and is delivering, you know, a pretty good training experience for the clients, now all of a sudden I have to find a coach that can train at the exact same level or higher than that person's already been with me for 1 year.
Sure.
Okay. So now all of a sudden my candidate pool is shrunk a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Then if you think from the owner stepping in role, where I'm coming in and I'm training these clients, My candidate pool has shrunk and I'm now desperate to make a hire so that I can get off the training floor.
Yeah. Talk about like, it's like a double negative situation.
It's a double, it's a double negative. So you're like.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
You know, and most small businesses don't exactly have the ability to just like pay, you know, a massive salary to attract a coach. And so it's one of those things where you're like, you're the guy doing your job posting that's like looking for 10 years of experience at entry level pay, right? Like that's who you end up being. And so this makes the hiring process really, really difficult because you're looking for that experienced person with the skill set. And you're desperate to make that hire so that you can get back to running the business because you're like, man, I'm doing two jobs and I'm working 14 hours a day and I'm not seeing my family and I don't know how long I can keep this up and keep the business going and I'm bleeding clients because they're, you know, I don't have, it's this whole kind of cluster, right? So it's really important. This is a very important process and system to make sure that we're protecting against it. And we know coaches don't last that long in the industry. So like, why would you not have a system in place to protect against this?
Exactly.
Okay. Now you might get lucky and you might find a unicorn right away where it's like, hey, that's the perfect person. Let me bring them in. And you know, it's not going to take them very long. They can hit the ground pretty much running and I'm off the floor. And then you're good for 6 months and it happens again. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, that there's that component. But then what happens is, and this is, you know, again, going back to kind of what Tim and I talked about is like, you have to have a system in place where you can get a new coach up to speed and delivering your level and brand promise, your level of service and quality expected and your brand promise so quickly, because if you're desperate to get off the training floor, you got sucked back into that position. As soon as you get that body in your business, you're going to have like some sigh of relief.
Sure.
And you can't yet if you don't, because you have to train that person. And so the other component of this, why I say it's a vicious cycle, is think about the pressure that you are now putting on that new hire, that new candidate.
Yeah.
You have to take the place of an experienced coach. I, as the owner, am desperate to get off the training floor. I'm probably not going to train you to the level that I should to onboard you to get you up to speed because it's going to be fast tracked because I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, I got to get off the training floor. Let me get back to doing all the things I got to do. I got to save my business. And then, you know, so we don't give that person really the due diligence, that coach that we should, the due diligence to get them onboarded and trained and up to the level of expertise. And so you guys see all the
stress,
the dilemma here is I shrunk my candidate pool. I didn't have a system in place to replace that coach. I'm losing clients. I, you know, am desperate to get that person in. I hire them. Then I'm, you know, not giving them the training that they probably deserve. And all of this comes down to, or back to, the fact that we didn't have a delivery system in place in order to make sure that all of our training was, you know, universal across mm-hmm. our whole entire coaching team, that I can bring somebody in, I can hire them where the clients don't feel it. I could bring basically a coach in with zero training experience and teach them a system within 2 to 4 weeks where it's, you know, the transition is fairly smooth. And then we didn't have that stopgap.
Yeah.
Right. And so those are the two key components. Is I need a training system. I need a way for all of my team to be on the exact same page, delivering the same thing, comes from the top down, the experience is not controlled and the quality is not controlled by the coach. And then I have to have that person that is in that seat, that's leading that team, that's driving that system, that also prevents me as the owner from being sucked back in. Because, you know, if you're not in that role, or if you are in that role where it's just you and then the coaches, it's going to be happening every several months.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get lucky and you're going to have a coach that's with you for a couple of years here and there. But the reality is every 6 to 12 months, you're going to be doing this. And how do you drive the business forward? As soon as you start getting into a groove and really like, okay, now I can focus on getting the business. We hear this all the time from our coaching yeah. clients in the accelerator. Okay, now I can focus. I made a hire. Now I can focus on these things. And then it's like 2 months later, we're like, hey, where are you at? Like, what's going on? Oh, now I lost a coach and I'm back in this seat. And we're like, okay, here's yeah. how we fix this problem. And it's just...
Well, and yeah. that's the benefit of having systems in place, not just for, because like I think about, as you're talking through this, I mean, I think about building systems, it's an everyday conversation with our, you know, clients and how we go about building business is around the systems and the staff structure. Now, you know, you think about building systems around when things are good. You think about building, you know, everyone says like the e-myth mentality, right? Like build a business to sell. Well, how often do you build systems for some of the routine, but for course correction, for when things go wrong, right? There are systems that you can have in place, like hiring and onboarding and things like that, that, you know, you're probably not doing them every day. You're probably not doing them all of the time. But when you find yourself in that situation, you instantly go back to the system. You don't go to the mayhem of what you're experiencing, the emotions of, hey, I'm on the training floor and I don't want to be here. The scarcity of time feeling, all of the resentful feelings that can come from being sucked back into something like that when you feel like you're hitting pause, you know, on the true direction of the business. But it's as simple as creating those systems once, refining them, and just continually falling back on those systems. I know James Clear had a great quote about that, right? We don't rise to the level of our goals. We fall to the level of our systems or something like that. And it resonates true, right? But if you have a system in place to handle something like that, you don't have a lot of that emotional, you know, turmoil, the desperation feel, right? Like you said, you know, if you have to, one, finding a unicorn in this industry is very difficult. Finding somebody who's
it's nearly impossible.
Yeah. So to have a system, let's get into the system a little bit. So obviously you guys have the system and the structure that provides Tim with you as a level of insurance.
We'd call that your staffing model.
Correct. Right.
Structure. Yeah. Org chart.
Yep. Exactly. So we have those in place, and that's clear. I mean, obviously, you know, both written, visually, we understand the dynamics and the roles and responsibilities of who's doing what.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering, what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you, those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
But then let's say that somebody does leave. Let's say, like you mentioned, you know, you have a system for being able to onboard and train a new candidate at a speed to implementation, a speed to being able to do their job at a level that holds to our standard. What does that look like in your eyes? Like, if you can give a, I mean, we don't need to get nitty gritty of like what each of those meetings and trainings and things look like, but over, let's say over 2 or 4 weeks, what is a new candidate going to experience that's going to allow you to hold, to bring them to that standard quicker? You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be some intentionality around that. It's not just, hey, shadow me for 2 weeks and you know your job. You know what I mean? So, like, what are you intentional about throughout those?
Well, and that, couple that, weeks? I think that's how the approach that is probably taken more often than not.
Exactly.
Where it's like, okay, hey, watch me do this job for 2 weeks and ask me questions, and then you're going to be good to go. Yeah. And that's a vicious cycle, right? You take that, you're putting so much pressure on a new hire, and then they're not going to live. You didn't give them the due diligence, right? So we should always look inward before we, you know, take personal responsibility for the problem. Like, I have a coach that's not performing at the level that, you know, especially a new coach, did I onboard them correctly, right? Yeah. Did I teach them everything that they know? Are the expectations there? Do they have all the training? You know, did I communicate to them in a way that they fully understood and I got acknowledgement from them? Because if you're frustrated and you bring on a new hire like that and you just rush through it and you don't onboard them, and then you're still losing clients, you're going, what's wrong? Okay, this coach isn't, you know, living. Oh, this is a new coach and I made a bad hire and I'm just going to fire this person. It's probably your fault. You
there
know,
you go.
Realistically, sure. You didn't give them the training that they deserved. And now you're back in that same position again. You're repeating the cycle. And so, you know, number one, I think from a systems standpoint is, and we don't need to go into great details because Tim and I talked about, you know, more the system component, but for us, we created Semi-Private Pro. Mm-hmm. We didn't create it for this purpose, but it's one of the benefits that we've realized after the fact is it makes onboarding the coaches really, really easy because we have a training system. We teach them, you know, okay, here's how you launch the workouts for the clients. And you basically, everybody's workouts are right there. There's videos for each work or each exercise. You know, you can look at the videos if you don't know how we would coach a specific exercise or you don't understand the nomenclature because it's different across all, you know, gyms. All of those things are in place. So what we can do relatively quickly is teach a coach, okay, here's how you run the app, right?
Yeah, there you
here's
go.
How you launch the workouts for the clients.
It's a tool.
It's a tool, right? Here's how you do it. It's going to pull up the program. And so week one is, you know, them familiarizing themselves with the software, how to use it, and then shadowing the coaches, understanding, okay, here's how the flow of the training session works. And then we spend basically an hour each day in the office doing some office learning stuff on more like soft skills for the most part.
Okay.
You know, our standard session, you know, here's our standard session. Here's what that means. You know, and more, here's the standard experience. Make sure we're greeting everybody by name with a smile and starting on time, ending on time. Like, make sure you're aware of the environment, all of these things. And then week two, it's like we just start giving them clients one or two to run, and they're running them through the software, and we're holding their hand, and we gradually just start increasing the amount of, you know, clients that they're running. And a coach with zero experience can run training sessions at the, you know, basically by the middle of their second week, and they can run them with minimal supervision and minimal help, and they can run training sessions. They can't coach training sessions.
Sure, there you go.
Somebody that's brand new can't coach training sessions. They can run the training sessions. The thing that the gap then becomes, okay, how do I coach the training session? And so the running piece is first, because that's really the thing that the clients notice the most is like the flow
structure,
of the training
set,
yeah, structure. So we basically eliminate that whole piece or fast track. I shouldn't say eliminate. We fast track that piece. And then after they get through that and it's like, okay, I can run six people through a training session. Then I have this conversation with every new hire. Okay, now you understand how to run a training session. Now we're going to focus on coaching the training session. And so then it's just me working with them on little things of, okay, how do we cue this? You know, what are you looking for here? We have a very specific system for progressing and regressing our clients and scoring them. So I teach them that first. Here's how you run the training session. Here's the system for scoring clients up and down. And then now let's get more in depth on the coaching component. And that process is maybe like it usually takes 2 more weeks. So, you know, I'm off the floor. Like if I get ever got sucked onto the training floor, which does happen occasionally, it happened over the summer. So I was on the training floor at the end of the second week. I'm pretty much off the training floor then. So we going into week 3 of a new hire, I'm off the training floor. That's really not that bad. It's pretty sure. Fast track.
Oh, yeah, it's quick.
You know, and then from there I'm spending, you know, an hour a day, maybe, for the next 2 weeks working with this coach to say, okay, here's what, you know, let's coach this training session. And here's how we do that. And it's all systematized. It's all the same, across our entire coaching staff. When we get a brand new coach, a lot of times as a team, we're going back through the coaching lessons. We use our team meetings and our coach to coach and things where we can just do refreshers. Here's the standard session. What does this mean? Here's how our programming is broke down. We go deeper into that. Okay, what are you guys looking for? Make sure when we're, you know, scoring our clients, we're, you know, we're looking for symmetry, range of motion, form, repeatability, and then their overall fitness level. Like those are our 5 things for assessing clients. So we just do refreshers every time we bring somebody in. And so it's a really streamlined process. But the thing is, you know, within 2 weeks, you're off the training floor. And then I just have to spend, you know, an hour a day versus 7 hours.
Seven, 8 hours. Yeah.
Which is much, much
better use of
more
your brain.
Digestible.
Yeah.
And so that's the piece, but it's also much faster to be able to hire because we don't have to find that unicorn or that person that has that experience level. So this whole process can be fast tracked. And I said on the last episode with Tim, I'm like, you know, people say hire slow, fire fast. I'm like, hire fast, because in our business, you know, the faster you can, if you're in that seat, the faster you get somebody into that training role and off of you can get off the training floor, the faster you can continue to move your business forward.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, and that's you know, that's incredibly valuable. For my one piece on top of that I would recommend is create this system, and then as you as a business owner have to remember that when you find yourself in the position to rehire, go back to the system that you created. You know, there's something about being the entrepreneur or just running a business where like the problem comes back and you're like, well, how do we go solve this problem again? No, you've solved this problem once. You've solved this with a system.
Build the system, because especially around this, it's a definite. It's if this happens again. No, it's next time this happens, it's going to happen over and over and over again.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree more, right? So build the systems in place when, you know, like systems are great when everything's well-oiled machine and things are moving and you're making more money and you're everyone's in the right seat of the bus doing what they're supposed to. But when things happen in business, build those systems. Make sure that, because I mean they're like safe measures, you know what I mean? And to your point, the more time you spend out of the seat doing the things that somebody else should be doing in your business, nobody's steering the ship, you know? So I love it. I think that's a massive value takeaway for anybody who can implement a system around their onboarding. Guys, if you need help, if you're struggling for these types of things, if you can't build a team, reach out to us. Obviously, this is something that we coach too in our coaching in both of our business accelerator as well as our switch to semi-private program. So all of that information is in the show notes. You guys know how to get a hold of us. If you need anything, Zach and myself and Tim are here for your success. Reach out. And that's all we have for today. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Built to Grow podcast.
All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.